Welcome back to our podcast, We Go For It. This podcast is brought to you by Norman and Advancing Life Projects. Let us help you advance your life project. Thanks for joining us on our 365-day Best Wishes for You series. It's a bunch of wishes that I want for myself, for the people I care about, for you. And this is episode 89. Our wish of the day is, may you consistently originate and accept ideas which are in harmony with natural law and uplift you rather than hold you back. Now, you know, when we talk about that, we're talking about the nature of natural law. Now, what exactly is natural law? Well, I have to tell you something. You know, everything happens according to law. You know, there's order and movement, and those are two very important principles of life. You have order and movement, and law provides the order. You know, we have an example that I can give you. It's a common example, and it's the law of cause and effect. You see, every effect has a cause. There can't be no cause when you have an effect. You see, this is an orderly universe. Now, we invented words like luck, chance, miracle. You know, we've invented them to explain unknown causes. It's crazy. You know, just because we cannot discern a cause does not mean that there is no cause. You know, we can't explain something, so we say, oh, that's luck, or that was a miracle. No, you can't have that. Everything follows according to law. So the law of cause and effect is a very, very basic foundation law. And if we are interested in creating effects, if it is our goal, if it is our objective to create some kind of a result, then what we have to take care of, the part we need to occupy our time and our energy with, is in creating causes. You see, there's a time for sowing and there's a time for reaping, and you never do both at the same time. So basically, we are charged with the responsibility of sowing, of creating causes. Now, ignorance of the law, it in no way exonerates you or shields you from its effects. Absolutely not. You see, just because you don't know that a law exists doesn't protect you from the effects of when you disobey or go against the law. You're going to get hurt. Now, this is a bit of a cliche, but it's still a good example. And I'm sure you've heard this before. The law of gravity. In its most basic form, you know, a child that walks off a balcony high up, 10 stories up, for example, they will fall to their death. Okay, we know that. There is a law of gravity. We know that. We know that the poor child, you could say, well, you know, how could God let that happen? God didn't let anything happen. There's a law of gravity, and anything heavier than air will fall. Okay? So essentially, the ignorance of the law does not save you from its effects if you don't follow it. Now, that of course is a cliche. When I say cliche, I don't mean that it doesn't have any meaning. What I'm trying to say is that it's well known. But how about if we take it a step further? Let's go just one step further. And what if we understand the nature of the law of gravity in detail? In other words, how it works and its minutest details and even limits. So rather than simply say, okay, I won't jump off the terrace of my penthouse, I will say, oh, how can I start working with the law of gravity? How can I start working with it, with these laws, natural law, the law of cause and effect, for example? You know, because if we do that, then we can create and we can better express. Because it's in our very nature. We're going to become better creators if we understand the laws of nature, the laws that guide us, and we follow them and we learn how to use them. We understand them. Let me give you some examples. By understanding the law of gravity, we have flight. You know, we had to understand what is required to overcome gravity and get and maintain a plane in the air. We couldn't have done that if we didn't understand the concepts of gravity, the law of gravity, and the concepts of drag, and all these other things. You see, in order to be able to work with the law, we have to understand it. And the more we understand it, the better we can work with it and make it work for us. What about space exploration? SpaceX, you know, launching and maintaining satellites in orbit around the Earth. You know, understanding gravity enables us to do that, to get it up fast enough and powerful enough, and then to keep it in balance between its own momentum and the gravitational pull of the Earth. That requires a lot of study. It requires an enormous amount of understanding of the law of gravity. And of course, this has enhanced our communication systems. We can better understand weather patterns and climate change. It helps us travel safely in our cars, ships, and planes by being able to launch all these satellites because we understand how the law of gravity works. And we can work with it, okay, rather than simply say, don't do that. No, I know how it works. I'm going to work with it. So yes, an understanding of law, it can enable us to harness their enormous power for good in our lives. Absolutely. So my suggestion, and I've spent quite a bit of time studying the laws and trying to apply them to my life in a way that is beneficial. And I say trying, which means that I've also failed maybe as many times as I've succeeded. But when I've succeeded in applying law, it's paid off in spades. Now, I would suggest that you make it your mission. Let's make it our mission to understand the laws of our nature, how they work, and to make them work for you, to make them work for us. You see, understanding and applying natural law is something that we are all capable of doing. All of us are capable of doing it. It doesn't require a PhD. It doesn't require advanced studies. The ability to think is a requirement. And most of us have been gifted with a well-functioning brain. And we have the ability to reason and to understand. As a matter of fact, when you think about the laws, let's imagine we don't understand them. We're still using them. We are all using them, applying them all the time, mostly inadvertently and in complete ignorance of their immense power and potential for good in our lives. So, you know, your thinking has to be in harmony with the law. And the only way that we can be sure that our thinking is in harmony with the law is we have to know what the laws of our nature are, and we have to understand them. As always, my friends, ignorance is the enemy. And there we go. And as we part ways, once again, as we went pretty quickly today, didn't it? You know, I'd like to share my sincere wish with you. And that is, may you consistently originate and accept ideas which are in harmony with natural law and uplift you, just like understanding the law of gravity lifted us up into space, lifted us up to the heavens. May it uplift you rather than hold you back. And just remember, as a side, a little bit extra there, just to remind us, please remember these steps, that study leads to understanding. Understanding leads to faith. Faith leads to well-being. Well-being leads to expression. And expression leads to acceleration. Why? Because we're at ease. In other words, calm down and speed up. Until next time, take care, be kind to yourselves and each other, and remember that ultimately, you hold the key. Thanks for your time.